This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
mass tumble. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Jason is engineering the broadcast today in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to USA Prepares on your telephone, 605-562-6564. 605-562-6564. And from all reports that I've gotten, that is the best listen line, and it is up and running 24/7 without delay. Today we're going to talk about energy transformation. Dr. Tim Sheckley is with us. And here are the topics: clean coal, nuclear power, 130 years of centralized power, the big grid, hydro generation, power transmission, solar, and batteries, and how they're going local. And is that true? Yeah, it's true. It's right here on the farm. We're broadcasting via solar right now. And the new energy that we're going to see. Welcome, Dr. Tim Sheckley.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. So, you know, as I was describing what we're going to be talking about, it reminded me of a little story. And so I was at this convention, and it was in Springfield, Missouri, and there were representatives from all kinds of companies. And the electric cooperatives were being represented there. So I went up to this one guy who was dressed very nicely behind the booth, and I said to him, I'm sorry, in the booth, behind the table in front of the booth, I said to him, wow, so you represent the electric cooperatives. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, I'd love to have you on the radio with me. And I'd like to talk about energy. And, you know, as I drive down the road, as I travel, I see homes that are very, very modest. As a matter of fact, these are homes that people look like they're going to lose them very very soon because they're unkempt. But there's a common thread here, and I see the porch light, the 100-watt light bulb, running day and night. And I have a feeling that some of us are going to end up paying that guy's electric bill. And he's not alone. There are a whole bunch of them like that in rural Missouri. So what I'd like to talk about with you on the air, if you would consider doing this, is how we can conserve electricity. How we can stop wasting electricity, like in that example that I just gave. The guy turned to me and he said, we're not in the conservation business. We sell electricity. He had no interest in teaching people how to conserve electricity. And that's coming from a representative at a very high level of the electric cooperatives that are scattered all over Missouri. It's an outrage. It offended me. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Do you have a reaction to that, Dr. Sheckley?
Yeah, that's a really interesting way to look at it. The electricity as a commodity, selling a commodity is the their job, the power companies that were formed, and when we started using electricity, it was treated as a commodity. The more kilowatt hours you sell, the more money you make as the utility. And the transformation we're going to talk about is the transformation to from where the electricity is the commodity to the transformation to where the equipment is the commodity and the electricity is no longer a commodity.
Wow, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So where do you want to start with this?
Well, I had thought we might say, you know, some of the things in the news that bring this to our attention is making money off of electricity as a commodity, and the generation and distribution of it an example is the whole move that we've seen recently toward what they call clean coal or nuclear power, and the recent decision last week, I guess it was, by the Federal Energy Regulatory Agency, FERC, to deny subsidies for two nuclear power plants on the East Coast in Georgia, I think, and South Carolina. The utilities there invested over $10 billion each in those, in the combination with Westinghouse, which was owned by the Japanese, and it's nearly caused a bankruptcy of the Japanese company Toshiba that bought Westinghouse. And these $10 billion nukes are basically obsolete, and they can't produce power at anywhere near the cost of any other source today. But they were built around this idea of a high price for selling kilowatt hours. And in addition to that, a cost recovery of the cost of building the plant and the profit on that, about a 10% profit by investor-owned utilities and others that are as allowed by regulators to be all billed to the users, to the ratepayers. And that was a big money machine for over a century. But all of a sudden, it's drying up. Because the cheaper cost, the cost has dropped so fast, especially with wind and solar energy, but also natural gas and things like that. The price won't support either coal or nuclear power anymore. They're just too expensive, and aside from any environmental issues.
So
anyway, that's where we could start. But what I wanted to say is, how did we get here? Why do we have a system like that? Well, there was a good reason. We have only been using electricity for about 130 years. I mean, the electricity was essentially created, the idea, the generation and practical use of electricity was introduced in the late or mid 1890s, and some of the first power plants were built then. And it really got to going around the turn of the century, mostly in cities, urban areas, there were many power companies, and they all strung their wires all over the cities, but nobody built them out in the country. Because it was just too expensive. I mean, it's a hugely expensive project to build the power plants, and the steam plants of the time or early hydro plants were too expensive. They were hugely expensive. So the system was created to basically get rid of the competition, the industry the Edison companies. Mainly Chicago Edison initiated this idea in 1907 to consolidate and be able to buy up all these competitive little power companies and combine them into one monopoly that would then be regulated by state regulators. And between 1907 and the end of, let's say, 1920s, you had all the states adopted this approach and allowed a set of regulatory agencies. And even today, 60% of the electricity is produced by these investor-owned utilities, but there are also municipal utilities and co-ops that you mentioned before, the rural electric co-ops and which are nonprofits, but nevertheless operate under the same economic model. They can produce power more cheaply, but because they don't have to pay a profit to shareholders, but they all use the same technology, and you know, basically it was coal based and some hydro early on, but the hydro I'll talk about in a minute. But the early days was based on, you know, the commodity sale of electricity for per kilowatt hour and the recovery of the capital costs at 10% profit. That was the economic model that was developed in the early 1900s and prevailed until just now.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say was the least expensive method of power generation? Is it coal, nuclear, hydro, solar, gas, you know, natural gas, fuel oil?
You mean today?
Today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today. Mm-hmm. Well, that's real interesting because just in the last couple of years, wind and solar have dropped below the cost of any other source of generation, and they're even with natural gas. Not the cheapest is solar is wind and natural gas at about 2 cents a kilowatt hour for, you know, what those are the figures used by that I've seen just in the last week for bid proposals that were given to our local utility. Wind is at 2 cents a kilowatt hour and solar at 3, and solar plus storage at 3.5 cents a kilowatt hour, and natural gas around 2 to 3 cents a kilowatt hour. It varies all the time. So that's the cheapest source of electricity, and nuclear is maybe 5 times higher.
Wow. And I remember, believe it or not, Isaac Asimov was one of my instructors very, very early in my formal schooling, very, very early. And I still have this booklet that I got in that class. It was in elementary school, and it was about the power of the atom, and the atom is our friend, and, you know, that kind of thing. And he was saying in class that in the future, electricity, nuclear-powered electricity, will be so inexpensive, like pennies a day. And we'll be able to heat our homes, heat our hot water, wash our clothes. It'll power industry. It'll be everywhere, almost free, very, very safe. Nothing to worry about. This stuff is great. That's what we learned. And it didn't turn out to be that way. It didn't. But, and I've got a lot of concerns about nuclear power. And maybe that'll come up as you describe more about electricity as we go through this class. Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Dr. Sheckley is saying a lot of things that I absolutely positively agree with. And I presented to our electric cooperative the thought that I believe just an off-the-top-of-my-head calculation, I thought we could provide solar power. Farmers who have some land and have solar arrays, we could provide power back to our utility at about 2 to 2.5 cents per kilowatt. That was my guesstimation or back of the envelope calculation. And I'm glad to hear that that was pretty close. But, you know, I was kind of laughed at. Like, nah, that's ridiculous. You know, why do that? Because you're absolutely right. The electric cooperative that I ran for the board of directors for is entrenched in the old model. And how much were they paying? Our electric cooperative was paying 5.4 cents per kilowatt hour. And they were not interested in paying half that much. Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Well, I mean, so, if they're selling a commodity, they get to charge the users 8 to 12 cents or 15 cents, depends on where. In mm-hmm. in Hawaii, they're doing it off of diesel fuel and charging 45 cents.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, yeah, they could have that, what appears to be a small profit on the service, and I'm confused because when I was in banking, they would talk about products, and I couldn't understand how they could call a credit card a product, how they could call a savings account a product. But I guess maybe in that light, electricity would be a product. But what I don't understand is all of the guys who work there have nice, clean uniforms. The building is like the Taj Mahal. The trucks are brand new. So, and the electricity rates keep going up. So it looks to me like they're spending money on themselves, and then they're saying, and we need a 10% profit. It doesn't look to me like they're trying to save money at all. I mean, that's clear to me. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Now, please continue, well, Dr. Sheckley. Yeah.
That's exactly the case. It kind of grew up over 100 years, a tradition, and the and they provided reliable power. So that's... Now, and what they did, the biggest transition was the introduction of the hydro and transmission. In the early days, it was confined to cities, and pretty much because that was the economics, you know, they couldn't make any money running rural electric. So the farmers basically had to use kerosene or candles or something like that, and but it also encouraged the development of windmills and farms. There was a company called Aero Motor there were hundreds of thousands of those, and there a lot of them still probably around you.
I found one that I wanted to buy for $1,250. It had a 40-foot tower.
So they're incredibly reliable, and they used for pumping water, and The farms, they developed these devices. When they introduced radio, of course, farmers wanted to be able to, and the rural people wanted to be able to get in their news. So it was a company called Delco that developed these devices called Delco units, which were little generators and batteries. And they were very popular because they allowed people their concern was running their radio, not so much the lights, but then later lights became more important. But anyway, that's just an interesting historical side note. But during the 1930s, when there was a depression, there was a major program, the Works Progress Administration, and a major push by the federal government to do these major projects, particularly building dams in the West, big hydro dams in the Northwest, because there was a lot of rivers that could be dammed up and a lot of electricity that could be generated. So in order to, they built the Grand Coulee Dam. That's probably one of the most famous ones. And they built, of course, then they had to build transmission lines to link those. And so then they developed the Tennessee Valley Authority, and they built a lot of dams in that area, and they built a lot of dams in the Pacific Northwest, and they built a lot of transmission lines. And they got to get their 10% profit on the transmission lines, too. So that became very popular. So
when we come back, we're going to talk more about electricity and the transformation of electricity. And it looks like there are a few of us out here who who want to decentralize electricity transmission and generation. Dr. Tim Sheckley, and I'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us, and Dr. Sheckley said something quite fascinating to me. My understanding was that George Westinghouse was a proponent of AC, alternating current. Thomas Edison was a proponent of DC, direct current. And Edison was saying that direct current was much safer, and he was shocking elephants and killing them with the kind of current that George Westinghouse was advocating. But Westinghouse won because of the electric motor. It was more efficient, and the power distribution was more efficient with alternating current because you could ship it farther with less loss than DC. But Edison said, well, we can just build a power station, you know, every mile. And that was Edison's answer. Use DC and just have these power stations every mile. But then again, you mentioned consolidated Edison. Well, Consolidated Edison bought up the power distribution, the small power distribution companies and generators, and consolidated them. And in New York City right now, the electric company is called Con Ed, Consolidated Edison, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a very interesting story, and there's books written on that. They called it the War of the Current at the time. And that was this debate in the early days. This is like late 1800s, when the 1890s, when both Edison and Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse were essentially competitors, and there were others as well, but those are the two most important ones. And a guy named Nikola Tesla, who worked for worked for both of them at one time or another. He first worked for Edison. He was unhappy. He was a genius, a technical genius, but not an easy guy to work with. And George Westinghouse adopted him after he quit working for Edison, and Tesla was the inventor of AC, the idea of AC power in the electric motor. Although not the sole inventor, but he did some of the most important work. And he also was, by the way, an inventor of the idea of radio, I think. But that's another story.
Yes, that's correct. He invented it. Marconi got the credit, but yeah. Nikola Tesla invented it, yes.
Yeah, and he conceptualized it and actually built a prototype that worked in New York City a short distance for signaling. But and they used the same phenomenon, by the way. That's why he was interested. He was interested in AC, the effect of radiating AC power in different frequencies, and the concept of the electric motor. Whereas Edison was applying it entirely to lighting. He was most concerned with lighting, and the first power plants were built in the backyards of his investors, like J.P. Morgan in New York City. Where he actually lit up their house, and that was the big deal of the time. And then the first power plants, the first AC power plant was actually built by Tesla and Westinghouse in Colorado, here not far from where I am in Boulder, Colorado. It was built in Telluride, Colorado, as a hydro plant up on top of the mountain. And the reason they built it was they had to generate power. They'd cut down all the trees so they couldn't burn any more wood to stoke the boilers that ran their winches for the mines. They were doing a lot of mining, and the only way they could get electricity then was to they could use electric motor, this new invention called an electric motor, but they had to have power to it, and they built a little waterfall. There was a waterfall in Telluride, and they built a little power plant there, and they built about a 35 or 40 mile transmission line across the mountain to send the AC power across to run the mine. And then the next year they built a bigger one down in a town called Georgetown, Colorado, which was the first electric power grid that supplied power up and down the valley to other mines. And it was a combined hydro and steam plant. And then the biggest power, AC power plant. But anyway, this led to big debate over whether AC was better than DC. Well, AC is better for motors, DC is great for lights, and it's safe. So there were pros and cons. Ironically, today we're seeing a comeback of DC because With a distributed generation that we're going to talk about next, you don't need to send the power as far as you did before. So AC becomes less efficient, and DC is actually more efficient. So, but anyway, they settled the war of the currents after a fierce PR battle over a couple of years, and as you mentioned, electrocuting elephants and ridiculous things like that, and even an electric chair. They ended up settling on AC power because they had to be able to transmit it. And so Edison gave up his DC and adopted AC, and they built a huge power plant up in Niagara Falls for New York, and that was the biggest, transmission. And they transmitted the power, quite a distance from there. And then, but then I mentioned back in the 1930s, of course, hydro had this huge expansion and all that. But where we are today is this transformation that is being brought about by the reduction in cost, environmental factors, and of course the need for resilience. But let's talk about the cost first. There was an interesting, take a step back and look at how the solar got developed. In 1905, just as all this electricity was getting getting going, there was this scientist who did a study who they had just invented the they discovered the electron. The electricity technology, like a lot of technologies, tends to precede the theoretical understanding of what it is. So we were able to use and apply electricity without really understanding what it was. But they discovered that it was about electrons. The flow of electricity is a flow of electrons. And there was a scientist by the name of Albert Einstein who wrote a paper in 1905 saying that this electron could be stimulated by light. In other words, light was just packets of energy, which we call quanta of energy, or what we call today photons, that when those photons struck certain materials, they could dislodge electrons and create a flow of electricity, a solar battery, if you will. And he wrote that paper in 1905, and that was the basis of photovoltaics. The paper was about the photovoltaic effect. But it wasn't until 1954 that Bell Labs was actually able to build one of these things. So that's 50 years it took. And then they started using them for a lot of things, but now it's another like 70 years. We have mass production of these things, and they're cheaper than anything else. So that's how we got here. And it's only been in the last 2 or 3 years that the production economies have reached the level where solar is competitive with every other source of generation. So this is what the effect of this is. It's making the product is no longer the electricity. If you can put a solar panel on your house, then the product is not the electricity anymore. The product you're buying is the solar panels. It's the it's the equipment to make the power, which now, and you put battery with that, which Edison developed some of the first batteries. Edison did after he did the stuff he's most famous for, light bulbs and phonograph recording. He worked a lot on batteries, and he built some of the first electric cars. But he experimented with many, many battery technologies, and some of them are enjoying a renaissance today. Certain battery technologies that are gaining commercial traction. But that's the newest part right now. We got the economies of scale. What this did was destroy the economy of scale of centralized generation and distribution, the centralized power plants and their transmission. That economy of scale is now challenged by the fact that solar is just as cheap at a small scale as it is at a large scale. It's just the number of square inches of our square feet of solar panel space that you have that counts, and there and it's a linear relationship. So it, there's no big economy in building giant solar farms. Solar and wind are actually both distributed resources, and they don't all concentrate in one place like a mineral deposit like coal or uranium. They're distributed all across the landscape. So it, to try to make them into a, to fit them into this centralized architecture of this grid that we have developed doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. It's just as cheap to do it yourself, or getting that way anyway, going in that direction. So what we're seeing is a transformation that is just starting, and it challenges the economics of these utilities, and they don't know what to do. The investors aren't, you know, going to keep getting the kind of returns they're getting, and their prices keep going up, their expenses, because they have all this, you know, as you mentioned, all this, these facilities and fancy equipment and highly paid people, and it won't support it anymore if people can go out and buy their own. The last thing all of these companies want is for you to be putting solar panels and batteries in your house.
You're absolutely right. they really did their best to try to shut me down with my ideas, and you know that people. I think they had minions in the audience to try to shut me down. You know, you're talking about, you know, that's when I ran for the board of directors of the electric cooperative. You know, I saw an electric car, and it was well over 100 years old. It was a 1906 electric car powered by an Edison battery. So, class, if you think that electric cars are new, that's not the case. Is absolutely not the case. 1906 electric car. And then there was the Edison Battery Company. Yeah, and it was renamed to Exide, E-X-I-D-E, the battery company. And I'm broadcasting on Edison's technology, the nickel iron battery.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go, let me see. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us. And Dr. Sheckley, I just want to tell you, during the commercials, I ran down and looked at the, I left the studio, ran down to the first floor and checked the power generation. We're generating 2,200 watts. Now, it's 9:53 in the morning here in Missouri, so we don't have peak sun at this moment, but we've got enough electricity from our solar panels to run the broadcast studio with four computers. I've got another computer running another part of the farmhouse where we're broadcasting from. I've got plenty of lights in the studio. It's not like I'm broadcasting in the dark. We're pumping water for a herd of cattle simultaneously. And Mrs. Fennelly is running the clothes washing machine. And there's still a little electricity left over to charge the battery bank. So can it be done? Yes. And we still have only deployed a little less than half of the solar panels that we plan to install. I have them all here. I just need to fabricate the solar, metal to support the solar panels. So absolutely, and by the time we're done, we'll have excess capacity that we could sell back. However, our electric cooperative wants to charge me $150 to install their equipment so I can sell them electricity. But it's really not sell them electricity. They will let me store our electricity over there on a rolling month. What I mean by that is, so if we have excess capacity, we can send it to their way. And then if we need some, we can get it back. But any excess that we send them that we don't use, they get to keep for free. So I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah,
they wanted
to
buy it. Yeah, what a deal. So, you know, if they wanted to be fair about it, you know, and pay me for the electricity, you know, I might consider it. But that's not what they want to do. They just want to use our electricity and let us store our electricity over there. But they'll sell us. Yeah, it's they'll sell it to us at about 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and they're paying 5.4 cents for it. So there's a lot of overhead over there, and I guess
and if very many people do what you're doing, then what happens to their business? You know, they're in trouble.
Yeah. And you know, one of the funny things when we built our house, we built it very energy efficiently, and we have foam insulation and 2x6 walls, and our walls are a foot thick, 6 inches of stone, and then 6 inches of framing. And so when they first installed the power cables underground, they came out the next month and they said they want to see what's going on. They kept coming out, you know, month after month, checking the connections, looking at the meter, trying to figure out how we were getting by with using so little electricity. And so I think they were thinking that we were stealing electricity, but they couldn't figure out how. And it was just simply we weren't wasting it. We were very, very judicious with our with the electricity that was coming to us because we were paying for it. But you bring up so many really, really good points. Where do you think we're going? Where do you think the ultimate answer is?
Well, that's a real exciting question to answer. The you know, of course, I look in the crystal ball. I'm no guarantee I'm right, but this is what I think. The this transformation we talk about is basically making small, you know, making the product is no longer, as you used the term earlier, the product is no longer the electricity. It's equipment to make it yourself, and the efficiency that goes with that. So that's the new product. And so the where does this transformation go? Well, when you combine the things you're doing, as you described, with another new concept, which we will get into in a future a session, is the idea of communicating with your neighbors and with the rest of the world. It's optical fiber and the idea of transactive energy, the ability to trade power with your neighbors and share it within your community, and the use of high-speed fiber optic communication to enable that to work efficiently. That's where we're headed, I think. The new energy economy is based on a new energy community.
Dr. Sheffield, what's the best way to get in touch with you and learn what your work is all about?
Well, I have a website which is gettingsmarteraboutthesmartgrid.org. That's all one word.
Gettingsmarteraboutthesmartgrid.org. Gettingsmarteraboutthesmartgrid.org.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.